Now here's Jane to introduce our fourth selection of news stories.
Our next set of stories starts with the unlikely case of a raid on green jellyfish, but then moves on to more familiar transport topics. Christmas train services to London, traffic-free routes for cyclists coming into Norwich, rescue of the Postwick Park and Ride, and the remarkable theft of 5 supercars. Stephen will start on the green jellyfish.
HMRC officers made a dramatic raid on a city centre office block this week on the same day that 11 people were arrested at locations across the country on suspicion of tax relief fraud. Wearing black HMRC vests, officials from the tax authority infiltrated the Union Building on Norwich's Rose Lane on Tuesday, September the 24th. Warrants were executed at the companies Green Jellyfish and Haslam and Kirby, but both firms said they had nothing to hide. HMRC said the arrests were part of a coordinated operation to tackle suspected abuse of the Research and Development, R&D, tax relief system. It cost the UK around £8 billion each year, and HMRC has identified more than £1 billion of this, which is thought fraudulent claims.
The main line from Norfolk and Suffolk to London should be open as usual for most of its route over much of the Christmas season, although Liverpool Street Station will be closed. Trains from Norwich and Ipswich to London will run as far as Stratford in East London, 3 miles from Liverpool Street, although there are Central Line, Elizabeth Line and Jubilee Line trains from here into the heart of the capital. There should be no replacement buses on the main line. Most of the railway will be open as normal over Christmas and New Year, so passengers can go ahead and book their travel. Timetables will start to go live this weekend.
A council-run scheme costing £850,000 could create a traffic-free link from a North Norwich suburb to the city centre, but it is already being labelled a waste of money. County Hall's plans to improve cycling routes along Mile Cross Road and Marriott's Way, which, with cash from the public coffers, has not gone down well with locals. Some are sick of the council splashing taxpayers' money on cycling projects, while others say the area would not benefit from the changes being put forward. Now, to help reduce traffic and create safer conditions for those walking and cycling, the council proposes closing one end of Half Mile Road and installing 2 new zebra crossings nearby. It comes after a number of cycle path projects were recently announced, including a revamp of the Lakenham Way and a new route being built off Salhouse Road. The need for improvements to cycling routes between Mile Cross, Helsdon and the city centre was identified as a priority in the Norfolk County Council's local cycling and walking infrastructure plan in July 2021. This scheme comes as part of it.
A park and ride site threatened with closure has been saved after council bosses picked a new company to run its bus services. Postwick Park and Ride Site on the eastern edge of Norwich was facing the axe because of the amount of money Norfolk County Council was spending to subsidise bus services. It has been spared after a major contract shake-up, which will see the company that has run the city's park and ride buses for almost a decade replaced. Norfolk County Council launched a re-tendering process for all park and ride services in the summer and clear it would not provide services to operators. The contract for Postwick Park and Ride Services and those from Harford has now gone to Central Connect, operated by disc-based Simmons. First Buses has won the contract to run park and ride services from Thickthorne and Norwich Airport. The Sprowston Park and Ride site will be opened up to operators to use as a transport hub on city routes. First Bus has said it will include that site within its Pink Line service, connecting Sprowston to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital via the city centre.
Thieves who stole five supercars worth almost £500,000 from a Norfolk airfield posted footage of their audacious heist online. The gang took the cars, including a Lamborghini and a Porsche, in an overnight raid at Tibbenham Airfield, where they were being kept for driving experience days. They filmed themselves removing the keys to the vehicles from a cupboard in the secure building on the airfield and, hours later, recorded footage of themselves sitting in two of the cars in a London street. Car Chase Heroes, which owns the cars, said there were security personnel at the site at the time of the raid in the early hours of Saturday, September the 28th, nearby. However, the gang was able to get into the building on the airfield near Diss and drive off in the cars without being detected. Police say the incident happened between midnight and 4 a.m. and anyone who may have witnessed the incident is asked to get in touch, quoting Crime Reference 36694 2024.